morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, July 11th. You'll be interested to know. 46 years ago today, in 1979, America's first space station, Skylab, re-entered Earth's atmosphere after a successful 6-year mission in orbit. Launched by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Skylab served as a pioneering platform for scientific research and technological advancements in space. Its re-entry marked the end of an era that laid the groundwork for future space exploration, inspiring generations to reach for the stars. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's areas of fog, and it feels like 68 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some areas of fog before 9 a.m., then mostly cloudy skies with a high near 80 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy fog after 5 a.m., with a low around 67 and calm winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 6:30 with the high tide at 12:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 82 and light southeast winds. Saturday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Sunday brings partly sunny skies with a high near 82 and light winds. Monday has a slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms with a high near 85 and a low around 70 at night. Tuesday offers a slight chance of rain before noon, then mostly sunny with a high near 88 and a low around 72 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, the special prosecutor in the retrial of Karen Reed billed the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office over $500,000 for presenting the Commonwealth's case. Financial documents reveal that Hank Brennan charged a rate of $250 per hour for more than 2,000 hours of work. In the end, Red was convicted of operating under the influence, but acquitted of more serious charges related to the death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. The trial costs have raised concerns, with taxpayers facing significant expenses for law enforcement and independent audits related to the case. Now on to sports. Jazz Chisholm Jr. is gearing up for a stylish appearance at the All-Star Red Carpet Show, promising a memorable entrance. The Yankees infielder has also confirmed he will participate in the 2025 Home Run Derby on July 14th at Truist Park in Atlanta, as announced by Major League Baseball. Chisholm, at 27 years old, will be the first Yankee in the Derby since 2017. This year marks his second All-Star selection, and after recovering from injury, he is enjoying an impressive season with a batting average of .316 since June 3rd. In local sports, last night at Fenway, the Sox edged out the Rays 4-3 in a nail-biting contest. A thrilling seventh inning saw Mayer double to left and Rafaela stroke a 2-run double to center, pushing the Sox ahead. Murphy picked up the win, while Chapman secured the save. Despite Baker's efforts, the Rays fell short as Tampa Bay's early lead with homers from Kim and Caminero wasn't enough. The Sox now boast 50 wins and 45 losses. Tonight, the Sox take on the Rays at Fenway for Game 2 of this four-game series. Hunter Dobbins, boasting a 1.40 earned run average, goes head-to-head with Drew Rasmussen and his 2.82. First pitch is at 7:10 with temperatures around 72 degrees. In top news, a dog named Draco has become an unlikely hero after alerting his owner to a potential electrical hazard. The pet parent noticed Draco obsessively trying to cover a specific power outlet in their hallway. Seeking answers, the owner shared the unusual behavior on Reddit, where the post garnered over 17,000 upvotes. Commenters quickly identified the issue, leading the owner to discover that the outlet's wiring was faulty. The landlord had an electrician disable it, and now Draco has returned to ignoring the outlet. For his efforts, he was rewarded with new toys and treats. In business news, Bitcoin has reached a new all-time high, trading at $113,853, driven by President Trump's pro-crypto policies, corporate buying, and a rebound in the stock market. Following Trump's election victory, Bitcoin surpassed $100,000 for the first time, though its growth faced challenges due to market volatility. Now, corporations like MicroStrategy and Tesla are stockpiling Bitcoin, introducing new risks to the market. Additionally, regulators have approved spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, leading to nearly $148 billion in holdings. As always, Bitcoin remains a risky asset, correlated closely with stock market trends. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 7% for the week to about $117,000. Ethereum is up 15% to just under $3,000. And XRP is up 13% to $2.57. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Microsoft and OpenAI are facing a significant moment as they renegotiate a contract, allowing OpenAI to transition into a for-profit company. OpenAI is preparing to release an open-language artificial intelligence model, debuting as early as next week. This model will enable companies and governments to run it independently, contrasting with OpenAI's typical closed-weight models. As Microsoft lays off as many as 9,000 employees, the impact of OpenAI's open model could affect Azure customers, potentially pushing them towards rival cloud providers. This evolving landscape raises questions about the future of Microsoft's exclusivity with OpenAI. And in entertainment news, in an exciting revelation, Pedro Pascal and Vanessa Kirby shared that the upcoming film The Fantastic Four: First Steps emphasizes family and unity. Directed by Matt Shakman, the reboot aims to revive the Fantastic Four series after a 10-year hiatus following a poorly received installment. Featuring a star-studded cast, the film introduces Marvel's first family, including Pascal as Reed Richards and Kirby as Sue Storm. Pascal expressed that the film embodies optimism and a pure heart. The movie, which also explores motherhood through Kirby's character, will be released globally on July 23rd. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Will Durant. And he said, "Every form of progress is a victory in the war against ignorance." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.